Hello, I'm Ronald. My talk is about development cooperation, which is a which is a multi-dollar industry and which is meant to support people and make people in the global south, what we call global south, improve their lives. Recently also dealing with climate change. So this is an industry that has its roots in the 1960s, so is in the world quite for some time. I myself in this industry for more than 10 years, and I see a lot of frustration in the industry, including myself. This is why. First, there is a lot of north-south dynamics still in these industries. So what is meant by this? Funding usually comes from governments in the north, from NGOs, which are dominated by northern societies. So funds come from the north, but with the funds come the priorities, come the methodologies, the tools, and also the concerns which people are dealing with then. Second one, closely linked to the first one, is that this whole industry is still very much relying on a waterfall logic. So there is a lot of planning, very strict and very tense regulatory things in there. And so obviously this is not very well suited for fast changes happening, for complex situations. And it's also not dealing with local problem-solving capabilities. They are neglected most probably. And so, yeah, there is this industry now, and now it's the question how to deal with this. What is there a way out for this? And there is, there is this initiative, and you see the hashtags, you can look in the social media for them, locally led, shift the power. Locally led projects have a much higher probability of creating meaningful and lasting impact. And research is proving this. Unfortunately, currently local actors executing tasks in waterfall projects mainly. They are just one actor as a small wheel in a bigger system which is dominated by global north institutions. So shift the power is what has to be achieved. Two essential connection points come to mind here. And one is the funds management, because funds are the essential thing in this industry. And then providing information, because the industry heavily relies on information. Both are could be nicely digitized, as you already sense maybe. Funds flow can go directly to these actors and not via a waterfall of different actors down to these people. And information is not just collected somehow, but people are directly involved in the change, provide this information and telling their stories. So you might ask now, okay, if this is the program, why is not implemented? There are a lot of issues with this. It's power, it's and so on, and it's also some sort of reluctance to change, but that's why where we come in with our initiative. We want to set up a mobile first e-payment information sharing app. You see the points here, it's open source, mobile first. We don't want to do rocket science, we build on existing technology. But we also are very well aware that this is not a technical that it doesn't need a technical solution only, but it needs also embedded into a social transformational context, and that's what our approach. So if you want to know more about this, we are already cooperating with NGOs, German NGOs, and a network of NGOs worldwide. It's Action Network Worldwide. We obviously want to start small with implementing this in the projects they are doing. So if you want to know more about this, here's my DEC number, email. Fediverse, you find the Fediverse, it's not on the screen, you find it when you scan the QR code. So I would really love to see more people involved in this, because it's really something which needs a fix. We cannot afford to use billions of dollars below the impact which can be generated there. So I think this could be really something which makes sense. Thank you very much.
Thank you.